You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired. Offering opportunity to achieve greater independence, Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays. Supplemental life insurance. And college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates. Up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up,
welcome. Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we are live from Orlando, Florida. And if you don't know what you're listening to, well, keep on listening. You'll find out. We say we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted community. It's a talk show. It's supposed to be entertaining, which I hope it is, fun, informative, place where we get jobs, and at the same time, a lot of trivia and prizes. My host, well, my co-host today is Lynn Golder and Sheila Young. And behind the scenes, we have Mr. Chris Shaw and Charlotte Massey. Phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. We're going to go right now to trivia. Trivia time. I want you to remember this song. This song was a big record, big song. And this artist, well, I'm going to call him, he had one hit. They call him a one-hit wonder. So who's singing this song? Big song. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
407-894-1680.
Huge, huge
song. Nothing can stop you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I
Who is singing this song? I call him a one-hit wonder. This is the only hit he ever had. But it was a monster hit. Jill, you know the song?
We will share.
You know who's singing it? We have a Brandon calling in from where? Brandon is calling in from
Greensboro, North Carolina.
How you doing, Brandon?
How you doing? Are you a first-time caller?
No, actually, the first time I called in, I won the $25 gift card to Olive Garden. That was about 3 months ago.
Okay. Did you eat there? Yeah. Did you go to eat there?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes,
I did. Glad you enjoyed it.
So what do we have your pleasure of listening today, calling in?
Check in, say hey to the team, to the crew. I enjoy the show. I'm off my probation at the Institute of the Blind. Definitely loving the company. And like I said, I enjoy the show.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
While he's
really
on,
do.
He should tell everybody why he likes it at Industries of the Blind.
What?
I said, while he's on.
Tell us why you like Industries of the Blind. Love to know about that.
Sure, no problem. I like the people and the culture of the company. Our mission statement is to provide opportunities of employment and personal development for those who are blind or visually impaired to achieve greater independence. A lot of us in the blind community, it's a lack of knowledge, you know, and we try to push it out there that, hey, you can do more than what you're doing now.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We love to have you at IOB.
Well, I'm really impressed
with
what you say. Thanks. And keep
calling
on calling
in.
Call in a lot, please. Like to hear from you a
lot.
Sure,
no problem.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And got somebody for trivia.
That's from Greensboro, North Carolina. Correct.
They love working there. Everybody that
Brandon.
Calls in.
Okay, who's on the line right now for trivia?
All right, so we're going to take a journey up to Brunswick, Georgia.
Brunswick, Georgia?
Brunswick. That's right. You heard it. we have the one, the only, the dynamic sister herself, Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia.
Oh, Carolyn. Carolyn, my girl. Hi. Carolyn. Hi, how you Carolyn. Doing, Carolyn?
I'm good. How's everybody?
Oh, I missed you, Carolyn.
You haven't heard your voice.
I've been listening just about it every week. I missed the first hour tonight, and I can't get it on Alexa for some reason, so I had to use the 518 number to listen.
Oh, you couldn't stream it. Someone else said they have a problem streaming it.
Well, yeah. It was a good first hour, so when it's on the podcast
it'll be up late tonight.
Yeah, I'll have to get it.
Yeah. We archive all the shows, so just go back to blindandbeyondradioshow.org and they're all there. Every show.
Okay.
So who's singing all that right. song?
Who's singing that song, Carolyn?
Gene Chandler.
100% right. 100% right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card. But you know what? Brunswick, Georgia. I think we can give her check it out.
It's in Valdosta.
No, I think there's one in Brunswick.
I don't know, Mike.
We're gonna send you a Dunkin' Donuts, but if we find out there's one, a Sonny's Barbecue, we'll send you a Sonny's Barbecue. I know you'd rather have a Sonny's Barbecue. I would too.
Okay.
We'll check it out. And if not, we'll send you a Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, girl?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Carolyn. Keep on listening.
Glad you're still out there.
Carolyn, hold on. Don't hang up, all right?
Don't hang up. We've got to send your address and all. Thanks for calling in.
Anybody else?
That's it. That's what she writes.
No, I meant, are there any other callers to say hello?
Oh, it was great to hear from Carolyn. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing like Sonny's Barbecue, I'll tell you. They got great food.
Nope, that's all she wrote.
Okay, well, while I have a minute, what I'd like to do is just tell you briefly about, on the other side of the break, our guest caller will be calling in. And what it is, we're going to be talking about Second Sight. And who is Second Sight? Well, Second Sight has been restoring vision of people with retinitis pigmentosus, TOSA, RP, for over 20 years. And they have been inspired by personal connections with a retinitis pigmentosus diagnosis. Second Sight has researched, designed, and created Argus 2, the world's first approved device for providing artificial vision in people with late-stage RP. So we're looking forward to talking to our guest caller in a few minutes on the other side of the break. And if you have any questions, if you have RP, if you know somebody has RP, please call in 407-894-1680. It's really going to be a very, very informative segment.
Well, folks, what can I say? We've heard before the first hour. For those who missed it, I'm sorry. I thought it was good.
It was very informative. I enjoyed it, Sheila.
Our
Patty.
Brothers and sisters who are blind and visually impaired went to Washington, D.C., to talk over to the Congress people about getting things that we need so we don't have to spend a ridiculous amount of money for some of these tools that we need to see. I had one. I used to love my iPalace. It cost $2,500, mm-hmm. my iPalace, and I can't use it anymore.
No, it doesn't charge anymore.
It doesn't charge, and nobody can fix it. And I know they say it was guaranteed a warranty, except the company's out of business. So they were taken over from another company, and they don't honor what happened to my palace. Anyway, it would be really wonderful if we can get tools for the visually impaired and the blind that wouldn't be so expensive. What, Lynn?
No, I just wanted to tell you we're going to break.
We're going to break. All right, we're going to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up and a great trivia later on in the show. And we're going to be listening right after we come back. You'll be listening to a great doctor talking about
Argus 2.
Argus 2.
Are Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. If you miss any part of the show, well, don't forget to go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We archive all the shows. Right after the show, a couple hours later, Lynn puts it on, and you can hear the show from today, or they're all there. I think we only missed two shows during the hurricane. Again, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the A-N-D, and blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to write to us, which I hope you do, you have to say something nice, which would be nice to hear, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Lynn?
Okay, so before the break, I mentioned that we would have a special guest on the other side of the break.
from Second Sight and talking about the Argus II. So we're thrilled to introduce our next guest caller, Dr. Syed Gibran Khurshid, and he is an MD. He is an ophthalmologist at the University of Florida, and he specializes in complex retinal surgeries. And these complex cases include trauma, oncology, diabetes, macular degeneration. And Dr. Khurshid has an interest in the field of artificial vision, and he alone has implanted 10 patients with the Argus II retinal implant. And he's followed these patients closely over the past 3 years. So let's all give a welcome to Dr. Khurshid. Hello, Dr. Khurshid. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you. Been an honor with you guys this evening.
Well, it's welcome. An honor to have you.
Welcome to the show.
We're very excited to have you and to talk about the Argus II. So why don't we begin? And first of all, for many listeners, they don't even know what that is. What is the Argus II?
Argus II is basically a system created for artificial vision, and it's FDA approved for a specific retinal degenerative condition called retinitis pigmentosa. What it does is it creates artificial impulses from a camera mounted on the glasses, and it transmits those wirelessly inside the eye. There's a micro retinal chip, and that chip actually then sends signals to the brain, creating this concept of artificial vision, we call it. And basically, I mean, in more simple words, it's an implant for artificial vision.
No, it's an implant, correct?
Yeah.
But you have to wear glasses, correct? There's a special pair of glasses.
Right. It has two components. I mean, one, the stimulus from the external world is captured by the camera mounted on the glasses. Mm-hmm. And that goes to a processor which transmits the signals to the inside the eye, and from eye it goes to brain.
Okay. And so someone that would get the implant, the Argus II, what would it do for them? How would their vision change? What would happen in layman's terms?
In layman's term, the most important concept to understand is this is not to replace the vision what patient had at some stage in their lives. This is sort of giving them another new sense and teaching them how to use it as vision, which their brain will recognize, because the brain, as we say, I mean, eyes look and brain sees, right? Which brain can interpret as vision. So for a normal individual who is completely blind, I mean, there are day-to-day life examples are they can identify paved walkways, detect where the sidewalk ends when they're outside, perceive doorway entrances and windows, use porch lights for orientation, and they can tell if there's an obstacle or somebody else in front of them.
Wow.
And going into more, I mean, it's basically a black and white vision with the different shades of gray. So more contrast one can have, more sharper can the perception of the vision be. And they can, I mean, household works, like they can sort their black and white laundry, they can black and white socks, independently navigate in the house, notice doorways, street curbs, buildings.
That's a good idea.
They can do a lot of stuff which is not possible when they are blind. And more importantly, it gives them that this confidence back of something which they had lost. So, I mean, morally, I mean, it is very uplifting for them,
too. That's amazing. I mean, that's a marked improvement. I mean,
it's funny. This implant, then, you're working with the brain, if I understand, because the brain is what shut me down.
Interesting what he said. Yes. The eyes will look, but the brain will see.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what happened. But the opposite would happen to me. Because I was sighted, and I had a lot of stress, and the hospital said that the brain, the eyes are fine, but the brain shut down.
because I had too much cortisol in my brain.
Okay.
And that's when I lost my vision. And all I have now is what you're saying. What you're saying is what I have right now. I can see the difference between when I'm outside. I can't see anything, but I see shadows. I can see the difference between grass and cement.
Right.
I can see shadows of people walking, but it's great for me to because I can still be somewhat independent because I can see the difference between a door or a building. I can't make out bodies or figures, but I can still see shadows and I can see people that are there.
So Dr. Kirschit, so yeah, that's what I'm thinking, Michael. Yeah. That, so they, if someone who's totally blind would then be able to have some of the vision that you have.
Correct.
So who would be eligible for the Argus II, Dr. Kirschit?
The eligibility is, first of all, they have to have this condition called retinitis pigmentosa, which is basically a disorder and degenerative condition of photoreceptors, a small cell in the retina. But this is the main diagnosis, which is basically covered by FDA. On top of that, they should be at the age of 25 years or older. A visual acuity, which is vision, should be bare perception of light or worse. If they are, let's say, seeing shadows and seeing, I mean, some sort of vision, then it's probably not a good option for them. And they must have, as I said before, the previous history of useful normal vision. So the brain is like primed and tuned for vision. It's typically intended to be implanted in one eye, and that suffices the purpose. So those are a few indications to consider a patient for this artificial vision implant.
Okay. And how many procedures have been performed worldwide?
Worldwide, around 350 patients have been done so far. And in 25 different centers all over the world.
You see that? Will's Eye, Gainesville.
Oh, Will's Eye in Philadelphia.
Yes, yeah, at the Emory, which is another wonderful, Emory University in Atlanta. It's all over. Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. Kellogg Eye Center. It goes on
Where's
and on.
Where's the doctor at? Where are you out of, doctor?
He's at University of Florida.
Oh,
Gainesville.
Yeah.
It's close.
Chance.
Mm-hmm. Chance, yeah.
Yeah, Sam, your neighbor.
You're the neighbor. Hi, Dr. Kirschit, our neighbor. It's only actually from our house. It's 2 hours. Yeah. So now I know everybody's listening. Okay, what's involved in the Argus II surgery? If you don't mind going into a little bit of detail about that.
Yes. First of all, is the evaluation if the patient is eligible to have the implant, and we see if the patient can benefit from the implant, and that's a preoperative evaluation. Going once it's decided and the patient is willing to have surgery, then we plan for the surgical procedure, which lasts for about 3 hours. It's pretty complex surgery, and I mean complex a surgery is, higher share of complications. So we explain everything to the patient. Basically, entails putting a small band around the eye from outside and then putting a small microchip inside the eye and then close the surfaces of the eye. And it's a day case surgery. I mean, patients come in, have it done, go home in the afternoon. Minimal pain, and that's pretty much it. And then we have a component of post-operative care, which is attending their appointments. We make sure there are no complications from the surgery. And then the most important process starts, which is rehabilitation. When we turn the device on, they start seeing, we orientate it, and we tell them how to use it. So that's pretty much.
And I'm reading that you won't even be able to feel it once it's inside the implant.
No, I mean, surprisingly, the hardware, what we call it, the stuff we put around the eye, in the eye, I mean, it's pretty big, but once the eye healed, I mean, no one can actually see any component of India. The eye looks perfectly normal.
So, and it takes about 4 weeks to heal, and then they go back to you or any other eye center that does the procedure.
Right. It takes about 4 weeks to heal before we turn the device on, and it's usually done in our clinic, and it's actually better to stick with the surgeon who did it.
Right.
And then start the process of orientation, rehabilitation, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. I just want to remind everybody to please call in and stand by if you have any questions for Dr. Khurshid. Michael, want to give the number again?
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Okay, and here comes another question that everybody wants to know. Is the Argus 2 covered by insurance?
Most of the insurance, the Medicare insurance companies and their managed plans are covering it, and also private insurances on a case-to-case basis. Before even we decide, I mean, there are insurance specialists in Second Sight and in University of Florida. We work with the patient, make sure we have the clearance from the insurance and what actually the cost of the implant to the patient is, without any application, so that we can tell the patient, and this is what it entails.
Now, how long has Second Sight been doing this?
They started the trials in 2007, and then in Europe, they started the human implantation in 2011, and probably with us, in United States since 2013.
Has it changed in the last 2-3 years as far as, let's say, getting better as far as that goes?
Yes, it's we are almost working on the new generation, which has more sophisticated electronics and resolution and cameras, which are eye tracking system in it. Once you implant the processes inside the eye, there's no way you can actually change it. So what we're doing is, there is a software which upgrades the external hardware, and then it's connected to the eye, and then hopefully it will give better resolution. So,
Doctor, this is Sheila, and thank you for this information. It's very informative. I happen to have RP. I'm curious to know, once you have the surgery, then you said it's 4 weeks before you go back and the device is activated. That's because of healing from the surgery that you have to wait the month?
Yes. It's, as I said, it's a very complex surgery. So you want eye to have some time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And when we activate it, we don't have to take the patient back to the operating room or anything. It is activated via computer.
Wow.
In the clinic.
Remotely? Are you saying remotely?
No.
No. You come to the clinic.
But you don't have to go through
surgery again.
Yes. Yeah. Because it's not like turning the switch on, and it's also to tell you what you are going to see, how to interpret what you are seeing, and how to make sense out of it. It's a whole process.
Dr. Khurshid, we're going to go to break. Can you please hold? Because I know Sheila had some other questions for you on the other side.
Sure.
And if you, folks, if you'd like to call in,
anybody else,
feel free
call
to call in. 407-894-1680. We're going to go to break, and we'll be back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Ah, 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 ah
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays. Supplemental life insurance. And college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates. Up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
The Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We've been talking to Dr. Kirshid. Dr. Kirshid, you still there, I hope?
I am.
Good. I want to turn you back to Sheila Young. Sheila Young, by the way, happens to be the president of the state of Florida, American Council of the Blind. Mm-hmm. And she's the president, but she also has RP. Sheila, you're on.
So, doctor, I guess my question is, if someone were eligible for the Argus II and they came to, I'm assuming the University of Florida is the closest place to Orlando. So if they came up there and they went through the testing, how long does that take for the evaluation process?
The evaluation process is about 2 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And you can have a decision at the end of the consultation that if they are eligible or not eligible for this implant. Mm-hmm. And before that, we can also talk to them on the phone and see what level of vision they have and what can we do for them and explain to them what the appointment is going to be. And there are a couple of tests we have to do and then talk to the patient. But within 2 and 3 hours, I mean, it's done.
And then once they go through the evaluation and they're qualified, I'm assuming that's when the insurance kicks in and you figure out if their insurance covers and what their responsibility would be before anything else was done, correct?
Yes, without any obligation. I mean, we would like to have everything on the paper, and we can definitely, after evaluating, start the process and get everything done. There is a good system set up in University of Florida. I mean, they will work with us, and will get us and see them.
And then once all of that is determined, the surgery, you said the surgery takes about 3 hours?
Yes, ma'am. After all this, then we have to decide the date of the surgery. Mm-hmm. And it takes about 3 hours. It's a day case surgery. The important thing is that I have to get the technicians from Second Sight, because while we are implanting the device, I like it to be checked at multiple levels that the device is working. Mm-hmm. Instead of finding it out after putting it in. So it's sort of a collaboration between 2 and 3 different people in different states to be available at the same day, and then we can schedule the surgery.
So they could plan on being in Gainesville. I'm just using your facility as an example. So they could plan on being in Gainesville all day?
All day for the surgery and day after the surgery.
Okay.
But then I have to see them just to make sure everything is fine. Mm-hmm. And
then 4 weeks later they come back and the unit itself is activated and everything starts progressing from that point on. And then once it's activated, how would a person expect the vision to change over a period of time, over a year? You know, what could they expect?
No, it's instantaneous, and they will start getting these vision stimuli, what we call it, stimulus. The important thing is to teach them how to use it. Mm-hmm. Because this is not normal color vision we are talking about, which we all have, a normal person has. It's a different vision, and then you have to teach them how to use it as some form of a useful vision. And that's where patients' part is very important, because more they invest time with rehab and using the device, more they can learn.
No, it's not something they have to keep on all the time, correct?
No, I mean, we start off obviously the command, I mean, max 2-3 hours a day, and they can turn it off, turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, some patients have been reported to doing basketball hoops and reading the numbers on the computer screen in a black and white contrast. So that's what I always tell to my patients. I mean, my job is probably a very small one that I'll put an implant in. But after that, I mean, I want them to be 100% committed
mm-hmm.
to this device and help us to help them to see more.
Right.
Instead of this becoming an app on a cell phone, which we never use.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's interesting.
So, doctor, here's my question.
If yes.
someone like myself is, I hate to use the word, but sometimes I'm lazy, and if I had it on, and if I'm not really, let's just say I'm lazy, I don't do it too much. And
well, then you shouldn't have done it. The whole idea
yeah, but that's,
is
a lot of people are like
well,
that.
If you're
a lot of people
do it,
like
he
that.
Said you have to be committed.
So if they're not committed, it really doesn't work that great. You have to be really committed. Is that right? Based what you're saying, right?
Yes, yes exactly. Okay.
Because the reason why we're asking these questions now, she was not saying, because we know some people that have Argus too.
Right.
And one in particular, right. I don't think, let's just say, is a very good candidate, because we shouldn't even know that he had it, because this person was not committed, and he's not using it properly. So it hurt Argus too, because people have know that he has it, and he doesn't follow through with what he's supposed to be doing. So really, you have to be committed. So if you're committed, and if you want to know more about it, and you want to be able to see,
I'll give the phone number.
Now's the time to call in
right.
and ask. If you have RP, and if you want to be committed to having better vision, call and speak to the doctor right. now. If
and
you
so,
have RP, the phone number here
right.
is 407-894-1680. But if you're not committed, if you're not going to be committed, then don't even talk about it, because you have to be committed. It's like anything else. And you, it's not going to be something that you're going to put these glasses on and you're going to be lazy and you're not going to, well, it's not going to work. Am I saying it right, doctor? If you, unless you're committed, it's not going to work properly.
Yes, you are. I mean, that takes us back to our evaluation, which I believe the most important part is to set patients' expectations. What normally happens is they think artificial vision as a replacement of the vision they had. And when it doesn't happen, when we turn the device on, that sort of takes them back to the shell they were in before the surgery. So it's not only the physical effort they have to put in, it's also we encourage them mentally, even spiritually, to be a part of this device. It's a system we are creating. It's a system I am creating with my patients, and we are going to have a very long-term relationship in this.
Right.
And you have other doctors all over the country that perform this, so it's not just here in Florida. If you are in Philadelphia, if you are in Chicago, if you are in Los Angeles, if you listen to this radio show, if you have RP, then you should make a phone call and call us 407-894-1680. Find out more about Argus 2.
What right. And Dr. Kershaw, would you like to give out the phone number or shall I, as far as calling for, you know, to start the process if anybody's interested?
Yes. I mean, I think there is a number by the company, but I can also give you my contacts in my clinic here. I mean, whichever way you prefer.
Okay, Eugene.
We have a caller.
So Eugene, let's do that calling
first.
In from
Clearwater,
Florida. Eugene, you're on. Eugene.
Thank you for calling, Eugene.
Question for the doctor.
Yes.
I've got RP, but I also have macular, and I've had cataracts removed. Does that disqualify me for that procedure?
No, sir. That does not qualify you for the. For the procedure, we just need to do a little bit more evaluation to see how much function of the nerve you have. The RP eventually affects the macula as well, so that's not a concern at all. If
okay.
the device is in question.
And that, even though that I've had cataracts and I've had them removed, that doesn't bother it either.
No, sir. That's actually, even if somebody doesn't have the cataracts removed, we remove the cataract. It's a part of implanting the device. So you probably have 10% of work already done.
Oh, that's good. That's funny. You're cute. He's cute.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Eugene.
You're welcome.
All right, Eugene. And Eugene, all the information is on our website. Just go click on the button that says Second Sight Argus 2.
It's so, all on our website. Yeah. And you folks out there listening,
I was going to give
thinking
phone
about
number.
It. You know, look at our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all there, Argus, talk about Argus 2. And folks, if you have RP and you have no vision whatsoever, here's a way you can have vision, some vision. And the point is you should make a phone call, check it out. Because in the beginning, it's not costing you a dime to check it out. Mm-mm. Who knows?
You said no.
You may
obligation.
Be able to see a little bit. You're not going to see a whole lot, but you're going to see a lot better than you do now.
So, Dr. Kershaw, I'll let you do the honors then. Why don't you give the phone number then and tell people very briefly how to begin the process?
Okay. I mean, I think there is a link on your website.
Yes, there
as
is.
As well?
There is.
Yes. You can start for online. I mean, you can start that process there. Then there is a number of the company, which is 800-682-1166.
That's what I have.
And they can call them and they can help them. And if you want a local number to access my clinic and see if somebody can talk to you about the whole process and answer your questions, the number is 352-265-7080.
Got it. Okay. And
well,
so,
Doctor, you have given us a lot of good information.
Lot to think about. Lot to think about.
Thank you.
And we really, really appreciated you calling in, and I'm sure the wheels are turning out there. A lot of people listening.
Lynn, those folks who are RP should really be thinking about it.
Yes. What, Sheila?
Would you please send me his clinic's phone?
Sure. 352-265-7080. Correct, Dr. Kershaw?
352-265-7080.
Yeah, just want to make sure I have the right information or I'll get in trouble with
you. Doctor, we have thousands. Doctor, I'll tell you this now. Listening to this radio show right now, we have thousands of people
this
that have RP.
So informative
that
tonight.
Should basically think about it, calling in, because these people listening to the radio show that are totally blind, Argus 2 could really help them.
Like I mentioned on in social media, it's the 21st century. Take advantage of it. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Really, truly is amazing. And you're amazing too, Dr. Kershaw.
Yes,
thank
you very
so much
for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Be well.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty.
You folks should really think about it. Isn't you folks something? Out there that have RP.
Very informative.
You know, I've always said to my buddy Gary, and I say it to Sheila too, and for those who know me, I'm very upfront and honest. I have not much vision, but I have some vision. And I appreciate, and I really do, whatever I have, I appreciate. Because for those folks who have RP, and if you're in total darkness, well, I'm the next step up. And I'm not in total darkness. I can see the difference between sunlight and daylight. I can see the difference between a wall and a chair. I can see the difference walking down the cement and grass. I mean, I can't make out my wife. I can't see her face. I can't read. I can't do that. But I can see a lot. And to me, I'm grateful for whatever little I have. And for those folks who have RP and you can make the next step up, well, I think you should really think about it because this can really help your life. You can go the next step up. I know one thing, if I was totally blind and I lost what I have now, I would want to keep what I have. So I would want to go to Argus too to keep what I have now. So if I had RP, which I don't, I would definitely go to Argus too and get that implant because I'd want to keep what I have now if I lost it. And I know the difference between total blindness and what I have now because I'm not totally blind.
Let me give the phone number again.
Please,
for
Lynn,
their Second Sight office. It's 800-682-1166, and like we just said previously, go to our website, click on the button, and you'll get all the information.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Yeah. coping with vision loss? We can help. Newsreel Magazine is a monthly 3-hour audio magazine by and for the blind and the visually impaired. Meet people who share creative tips, user-friendly suggestions, meet old and new friends, and learn about adaptive equipment and resources. For more information or a sample issue, call 614-469-0700 or email info@newsreelmag.org.
Or visit our website at www.newsreelmag.org.
That's www.newsreelmag.org. Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Well, we've had a very interesting evening, to say the least.
Terrific show. Terrific show.
I thought it was a very good show.
Yep.
And again, like I say, those folks have RP. Well, check out Argus too, because, well, I can say to you one thing now, it could really help you. Check them out. Argus too.
Okay.
Sheila, thank you very much for coming on today.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
And Patty,
I really enjoyed it. And thank you to my sister for joining us this evening.
Yeah, Patty was a delight. Yep.
She's a smart lady.
Yes. And Chris Shaw and the young lady who's sitting next to Chris Shaw, the name of Charlotte Massey. Thank you both for coming in today. And Lynn.
All right. And just to tell you that next week in the studio, one of our other co-hosts, David Hillebrandt, will be back. I can't believe he's coming back already. My goodness.
Just yesterday.
Yeah, David, bring your guitar. Okay. And a representative from Montecito Software will be calling in. And someone from Newsreel Magazine will be calling in.
Oh, cool.
Not sure who yet, but it'll be a surprise.
And it'll be St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. March 17th.
Look at the Irish.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll do a little Irish music.
Dave. I hope so.
Dave. All right. That was a great show tonight.
Okay.
It really was.
Loved having you. Thanks for letting us in your house. And can't wait till next week. It's only tomorrow. We always say it's tomorrow. Cause
see you tomorrow, Chris.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what we always say. See you tomorrow.
Because
the show goes so fast and the days go so fast. What can I say? I'm always putting out the trash. Our trash is every Tuesday. And all I know is every Tuesday, every day I'm putting out the trash. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's how we gauge our week, by putting out the trash.
Yeah.
See you, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Good night.
Next week, we'll be right back just in a few hours. Love you all. Take care. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
God bless.